The views expressed in this interview are those of the individuals and do not reflect the official policy or position of the U.S. government, the Department of Defense, the U.S. Navy, or the Naval Postgraduate School. Welcome to the Trident Room, brewer of stout conversation, unfiltered and on tap.
And welcome back, everybody, to our unfiltered episode and series. I'm Elena.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Alora.
All right. So what do we got to talk about today? What are the announcements, Alora? What do we got?
Well, I'd like to kick us off with some local events happening this month. As you may or may not know, Car Week is starting. That's running.
Yay.
Yeah, so whether you like it or not, Car Week is a huge, huge event in our area.
Bike to work if you can.
I avoid Monterey downtown, or downtown Monterey, for those who speak without beers. I avoid that area 100% during Car Week. I think it's...
And Cannery Row, they have things going on in Cannery Row, too.
Yeah, so look online. If that's something that interests you, there are various events throughout the whole week. I think it ends the 16th with the big, or the 17th with the Concours d'Elegance out at Pebble Beach.
You said that really well. Did you practice that
Concours
one?
I practiced.
I've been watching Ratatouille.
Such a classic.
But some events to note that I thought were worth checking out in addition to these fancy ones. The Prancing Ponies Car Show is an all-women's car show. Ooh. Very cool. It's owned and operated by a local businesswoman.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Yep. The Concours de Le Mans is
great.
Yeah. Fun.
It's Don Lemon.
It's Don Lemon, actually.
Don Lemon's. Yeah. Ratatouille's. Yeah. That's for
Airplane.
The... Okay.
Plane.
Oh, plane. Gotta announce. And on in Seaside, Exotics on Broadway is interesting, to say the least. I don't know if you two have ever gone to that one.
Oh, well, you mind explaining why that's interesting?
Because it's like the exotic cars that have like triceps and, you know, like the I don't know. They're like,
that would be an exotic car.
Like, they're not muscle cars, but they're like, they look like they have muscles because there's just like bumps.
They're taking the steroids.
Yeah, they're taking the steroids. They're always flashy and colorful.
All right.
That's cool.
That ends up being a huge event too.
Do you mind talking more about the Concours de Le Mans though?
Oh, that's a fun one. Yeah. So I believe that's also in Seaside, mm-hmm. more towards the City Hall, mm-hmm. and as opposed to Broadway. And that one features the best of the best, the most amazing beaters. Yeah. So all of the kind of crappy cars. Yeah, the Lemons. If anybody remembers, I don't know if you guys have it. Back in my day, there would be Lemon Lots.
We're like the same age.
Yeah.
I just feel old all the time. Lemon Lots. And so that's where that gets that name.
Yeah, I bought a car for my Japan tour. I bought the car that I had from the Lemon Lot.
Yeah,
wow. On base. Yep.
I was going to reference Cash for Clunkers, and that's kind of like a throwback to 2009, 2010, I think. So there you go.
Back in your day.
I'm aging myself here. Yeah. So there we go. Yeah. Cool.
Aside from those, there's so many auctions and events. So your best bet is to just check online for the rest of those. But I wanted to feature those. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, on the 16th, there's the Big Circus, Surcus. Have you heard of that one?
No.
Think like hippie carnival, like very bohemian, very, I don't know,
sounds smelly.
I'm sold, I'm going.
Yeah, it's a show for sure, and they usually do performances and fire breathing and like,
where's this at?
I believe it happens out at the Henry Miller Library.
You have to go way down there.
You
for
have
that?
To go way oh down there. Yeah. But apparently for those who enjoy this kind of thing, it's worth it.
For people who don't know, the Henry Miller Library is down in Big Sur, and it's about
Library?
An hour. Library?
Library?
Library. Library. Thank you. I only had one, I swear. Library. But it's like an hour to drive down there,
it
right?
It is, so, yeah. And depending on traffic.
Yeah,
because sometimes, especially that'll be on a Saturday during Car Week.
They might have a shuttle, though, to go down there.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. If not...
Really quick, sir. You know who was at the Henry Miller Library recently?
Oh.
Andre 3000.
I was gonna say that, but I forgot his
name. Isn't that wild?
He's from Outkast.
And he's on a journey. He plays jazz flute now.
I wanted to see that.
His album slaps. It's really good. I almost let it slip it out, y'all. My bad. I know we're PG family here, but it's really good. It's really amazing. But the reason I bring that up is because. Well, first of all, tickets were really expensive. Like, I really wanted
tickets
to pay this
were
money.
Incredibly expensive. Yeah. I wanted to go too. Yeah.
Yeah, tickets were super expensive. One, two, the demographic in the area would have skewed a certain way, and I was like, I think I wanted to enjoy it in a different environment. Three, you had to take a bus down there, a shuttle.
Was the only way?
Yeah, that was the only way. Wow. Yeah. So they secured going to this venue. Obviously, you had to buy tickets, and then you had to take the shuttle down there. There and back, so I was like, oh man. So just heads up for people who are interested in that, you might have to take a shuttle. It's kind of a drive, so.
All right, well that is good to know. Other than that, let's see, the 22nd, there is something called Race to Space at Laguna Seca. I don't know if anyone's heard of that. I thought that sounded interesting. So the Monterey Institute for Research in Astronomy is having some kind of event out there with telescopes.
That's not where
science.
I thought Race to Space was gonna go. Okay.
I haven't been, but I heard it's really cool, and you can hang out with like other space nerds. Yeah. And, go like watch stars and stuff.
And then my favorite, as we mentioned in a previous episode, is the Sand City West End Festival.
Oh right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's happening the 23rd
That's
and the 24th.
I'm very excited about that.
Turkish Arts Festival the 23rd. And then the Monterey County Fair is happening the 28th through the 1st of September, which is always a good time, although I do have to say, unfiltered, the Santa Cruz County Fair is superior to the Monterey County Fair.
Hot take.
Yeah. It is.
Or it's hot take.
That is my hot take.
What's your both y'all's favorite carnival ride?
The corn dogs.
Well,
I mean, you're not getting the right corn dog. That's what I'm hearing. I would think the zipper. Well, it was called the zipper.
Totally.
Yeah.
Which
zipper.
One is that?
Zipper. That's the one you go on.
Oh,
like
no.
Yeah. For those, like, for those rotates,
who cannot see, he just did this flippy motion with his fingers that I want nothing to do with.
Yeah, at least
but not only
minutes,
not only does a car flip in that way, but the track that it's on goes around the
thing. I know
thing,
what
and
you're
that
talking
thing,
about.
Like, tilts.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Zipper.
One time I rode something like that at the Alaska State Fair, and they forgot to shut my door all the way. And I tried saying something, but he was like this Russian guy, and he was like, it's fine. And I was like, okay. And so I'm like holding it shut while I'm like flipping around. So no, that one is not on my list
anymore.
You're
traumatized?
That's fair enough.
I'm not traumatized. I just get motion sickness now.
From holding the door closed?
From just any motion. Swing sets.
I feel like that might be a trauma response.
Carousel. I gotta get off this thing. It's too much. Okay.
Truly.
So it sounds like a podcast event that we're all gonna be at.
Yeah.
We're gonna record it live.
Live
when
Laura
goes
zipper.
On the zipper.
Live from the zipper.
Live from the zipper. My favorite ride. I mean, I don't mind a classic roller coaster.
Okay.
That you just kind of sit, no upside.
Well, I guess some state fairs have roller coasters.
Yeah, they're kind of smaller.
They're usually like smaller, and they have like the first car is like a dragon. Usually they're those.
You have to be this tall, wide. Like, it's
ideal.
That's good. Yeah, for those you can't see
so
the
Gilmore
video.
Gilmore Gardens is your speed.
Child, I meant a child ride.
Yeah. That's so great. That's good.
Yeah, I'm there for the food and the arts and crafts booth.
That's fair, really, yeah. Really no, that's
I'm
good.
There for the, that's why I prefer
I,
the
I do
Santa
love
Cruz
a good hand-dipped corn dog. Hand-dipped corn dog.
Yeah.
And you can't find those. Even at the fairs, they're kind of rare.
Yeah, agreed.
Just to get a good one.
What do you think that is? I think it's just like the culinary, has our culinary experience now outlasted the corn dog era? Like we're in a new.
I just think it's effort and time, and 100%. It's a lot easier and faster to just defrost a already made corn dog.
That's fair. I think palates have changed though, because now you see like sushi or musubi or things like that now at these kind of fairs. You know, like taco trucks have totally changed.
Sushiritos.
Yeah, sushiritos, things like
I'd
that.
Oh, I'd take a sushirito.
You know? Yeah, I can go for that.
I'm divided on that. I feel like it's sushi.
It's too much sushi.
Sushi abomination / sushi innovation.
See, any excuse for sushi for me though. Like I will take any excuse. I don't feel like it's too far.
I'll
take it. I'll take a classic, and I'll take any excuse to eat it from there.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I would say there's a pretty healthy food truck scene here too. Like
and also
West
regional,
because
I grew up in East Texas, so like hand-dipped corn dogs were like the thing. Yeah, that was the funnel cakes.
Yeah.
Anything fried.
Totally.
Fried Dr. Pepper.
One time I made corn, like hand dipped. I think I used mini corn, like the little mini.
Like
I
made little sausages?
Mini.
Like
no, like the mini, like no, like
with the toothpick.
The little mini, the little mini, mini dogs that come in the pack, and you make pigs and blankets.
Oh,
with
yeah,
them.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was a lot of work, so I understand that it, why yeah. people, why the art
do it?
Form, yeah. the art form that is hand
time is money.
Corn dogs.
Could you make exactly. that for the podcast team?
Oh, I'd rather not.
I second
yeah.
that.
Wow.
I'd rather. There are so many better things that I make. Okay. Well.
All right. So time for question.
Time for question.
Oh, yeah.
We got to do our randomizer.
Oops, I'm accidentally pulling up a game.
Well, next time.
Next time, we'll pull it up.
It's the game of love. She pulled a bumble, by the way. That's what she did.
There it is.
The game of love.
The game of love.
And maybe we all
who will win,
win
and who will lose.
Oh,
it's me.
That's you.
Yay.
Finally.
For the first time.
For the first time in
okay.
forever.
Licensing. Just kidding.
If I sing it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Right? Right,
absolutely.
Disney?
So I was thinking about this, and I guess we'll just continue the conversation about food, because that's where I was leaning already mentally.
Okay. Yeah, what do you got?
But what I'm interested in knowing about you both is if there are any foods or food memories that just bring back instant nostalgia for you, just like
ooh,
the hand-dip corn dogs. Is there, even if it's not really a food or a dish, if it was a snack that you put yourself together staying home alone, or, you know, like, what is nostalgia to you in the form of food?
Okay.
Ooh, I have one.
Ooh, okay, go for it, yeah.
Okay. So, I'm not a big dessert fan, but a dessert that I do really enjoy are the cheesecakes that one of my sisters makes, and she makes a really good amaretto cheesecake that's just
ooh.
Phenomenal, right? And you have that with a good, like, dessert wine, or, you know, along those lines, but it really has to be made by her. And the reason why she actually made this was because of a bet. And we watched a movie. This was Kill Bill.
Oh.
And yeah, we watched Kill Bill. And there's a scene where you see a flag attached to a limousine. And it's one of the anime sequences that they have in, I think, the first volume of Kill Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is a certain flag from this country. And my sister said, no, it's this flag from this other country. I'm like, well, let's make a bet, sis.
She dared to defy.
She dared to
defy. Anthony's brain.
Doesn't she know how siblings
right.
work?
That's exactly. Yeah, so we both made a bet. And I was like, all right, sis, I promise you that I will make you for you and your friends, a four-course meal. And I will, because we're really into wine. We're from Paso Robles, Central Coast. It's really big into wine, so I'll pair that with some wines. I'll go all out. And she's like, well, what do you want if you win? And I had to think about that. I'm like, I don't know, cheesecake? I don't know, that sounds kind of cool, I guess. Not really knowing, like, how actually intensive cheesecake is.
Uh-huh.
Like, you have to buy the mold.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, it's
you
a whole...
You have to make a Bain Marie.
It's
It's a whole
it's
process.
Intense.
I learned that from Ratatouille, too.
There we go, once again. Yeah, it's a whole process, right? So I guessed it correctly. I got it right.
Of course.
And that was the first time she made cheesecake. And I like to think that actually that helped start her on her culinary
100%.
Baking.
Sure.
You,
it was
you can
all
take total
yeah,
credit.
Yeah,
total
yeah,
credit
a
for
big
that.
Bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's actually something she likes to make now for the family, this specific cheesecake.
The amaretto one?
Yeah, the amaretto one. Yeah.
Was that the first one she ever made?
First one.
Wow.
Ever. Yeah, yeah.
So she no other flavor since then.
Oh, no. Yeah,
okay.
She makes other things. And she's been involved in different businesses, actually. She actually helped start a biscuit company in Charleston. So she actually done a lot for, like, cooking and baking and things like
you
that.
You really kick-started her career.
Yeah, it's kind of cool,
wow.
You know? So, yeah.
Sibling rivalry. Where will it send him next?
Yeah, the moon! Yeah. but, yeah, so every time I eat a cheesecake, I think about my sister.
Aww.
It makes me a little emotional, you know, because obviously I love my – I have three sisters. But yeah, I like this memory because it makes you think about that, and it's something that the rest of the family gets to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a fun memory.
Yeah, that's a great memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember what country and flag?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so it actually was a Mexican flag, and I don't remember what my sister said though.
Oh, I can see you 100% doubling down on the Mexican flag.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, the character.
Like, I'll take this bet.
You could think that it was like an Argentinian flag, maybe, judging by who the character was.
Okay.
But I was like, nah, I stuck my guns. I'm like, well, that's totally a Mexican flag. And I might be shooting myself in my foot right now. But I'm pretty sure it's
Oh, yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
email us or drop a comment. Let us know if Anthony's wrong, because that would make our
What
day.
Was the name of the movie?
Kill Bill. Volume one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I don't know if I was wrong. How do I pay back my sister, like, with interest? Like, how do you add interest to cheesecake?
Well, she's got to do something.
You have to buy all the supplies for, like, a year.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, add it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are eggs still expensive?
Yeah. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be quite an investment now.
Man. Why don't I just, like, put inflation. Down payment on the house?
Just get them from Costco. And
yeah. Like, that's right, yeah. Just go in, like, you know, three times and just rotate through with the buying limits that they have on eggs.
I'm going to tell my sister that. She's going to be like, why don't you just, like, help me, like, put a down payment on a house? I'm like, no. My podcast team said I'm buying cheesecake for a year. I'm buying eggs, so.
It's the only way to pay it back.
Only way to pay it back. Sorry, sis. There you go. That's funny.
I think, for me, the first thing that comes to mind is what me and my dad call homemade bread pizza.
Homemade bread pizza?
Yeah,
I
so
How do you make this?
Yeah, well, no, secret family recipe. But,
for all seven of us listening, I think we'll keep it very safe.
Yeah, that's right. Just like take it out of the box, put it in something else. So my parents were separated. They were never married, and so we had two households. So like there was specific like dad stuff and there was like specific mom stuff. And so this was a dad thing, and apparently I vaguely remember this, but like apparently I was a very stubborn child, who knew.
I couldn't tell
that. Yeah, that. And I went through phases, and I went through a pizza phase, which pizza still to this day is my favorite.
I have
food.
Not left my pizza phase.
Yeah, no, it's still an ongoing thing.
Pizza era.
Yeah, but at this point of the phase, I was not eating anything else. And so it was, and to the point where I was stubborn enough to like starve with if it wasn't pizza.
Oh
like
gosh.
It wasn't like, oh, we'll just wait her out and she'll be hungry. No. No.
I used to watch TLC shows about children like that.
I could have been
you
on.
You were on there,
15.
Yeah.
Dad would buy pizza, but even back then it was like, you know, drying them up. The wallet was going, you know, dry.
Right.
No funds. And so he kind of did a Hail Mary. He's a cook. Both my parents are fantastic cooks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fantastic cooks. Which means that I'm not. But he got like Subway rolls, like French rolls or whatever from the store. Like cut them up really thin, put like olive oil, toasted them up, put pizza like the pizza sauce from the jar or whatever on there,
cut
and
them
like
up
put
thin
cheese.
Long ways,
yeah,
or short ways?
No,
okay.
Like long ways. Mm-hmm. And then once you have like that. Slice, then you like cut it into little segments, right? So it was like crispy with the pizza sauce and the cheese, and he like made a plate of these one night and just like gave it to me, just kind of was like crossing
his
fingers.
Didn't say anything. He's just like
yeah. And I loved it, and it became like the food of choice. And so now, you know, growing up he would make it for me every once in a while, and then now that I'm like out of the house, anytime I go back it's like a thing he has to make homemade bread pizza.
Yeah.
Aww.
And he's gotten like fancy with it now.
Ooh.
To where he has like different cheeses and he puts like hamburger meat on it because I like hamburger pizza. And so he's like fancied it up now.
Yeah.
And so I'll make it here, and I've made it for a couple of my friends locally here, and they're all like loving it. They're dying for it.
Yeah.
So that'd be like my kind of nostalgia meal for my dad. And then for my mom, I think she makes so many of them, it's hard to pinpoint one. But I think childhood wise, and we haven't made it in a really long time, but it would be Frito pie.
Oh
nice.
Yeah. Like Frito chili pie.
Frito chili pie,
yeah.
So like that would be
we got Scott coming in here.
Scott,
have a seat.
We gotta direct our new member. Hey Scott,
we got a seat for you. We
already got a chair for you.
Yeah. No worries.
Jesus, man. In the middle of a podcast, too.
We were getting sentimental about food memories
and
childhood,
Scott,
and Scott's like...
Scott's a busy
in.
Man. He's part of, like, 50 NPS clubs.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
yeah.
Right,
he is a good NPS student.
Yeah.
If he doesn't earn some kind of service award during his quarter of graduation,
I'm going to give you
a
star sticker. That's what I'm going to give you another
quarter.
That's
the most.
Okay.
That's good. That's good.
I'll remember that.
To catch you up, as she was mentioning, we're talking about nostalgic foods. We're talking about nostalgic foods. And we're just working our way through that. So mine was my sister's cheesecake. Her pops made bread pizza. Is that right?
Yeah. Homemade bread pizza.
And you'll have to listen to the rest of the episode to catch up on the other parts.
And then for my mom, it was Frito pie. Or mm-hmm. yeah. And so, the quick way of making that is just get Wolfram chili, Fritos, and cheese, and put it in the microwave. Good.
Why does it have to be Wolfram pizza? Or
Wolfram chili is the best pre-made chili. Not a hands down. Do not tell me Hormel. I will fight.
Oh!
I will go fisticuffs. Wolfram chili
Marcus
is the best.
Marcus of Queensbury rules, right?
Yeah. Yep. Nope. You know, get out. That's all I have to say about that. But she would put it all the great, like, do layers, like layers of chili, layers of Fritos, and then for those crazy people, onions. But no.
You're not an onion fan, is that what you're saying?
I am an onion fan, but not my Frito pie.
Selectively.
Selective onion fan. And then cheese and, you know, just do that in layers and then put it in the oven. So it's like an oven-baked Frito pie. And it just elevated it, and it was just so good.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think that would be my favorite childhood one. Now she makes, like, homemade chicken and dumplings.
Ooh.
That's really good. And, those are the... Those are those things that kind of make you feel like you're 5 years old in the
kitchen.
Gives
you the feels.
Yeah, it gives you the feels.
Aww.
Nostalgia feels.
Love that. Scott, you're next.
Okay, sure.
Nostalgia food.
Oh, sorry, what's up?
Speaking of parents, your parents had a good trip.
They did. They had a lot of fun
now
here.
Now you can
continue.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for asking.
Sorry, your parents came to visit?
They did.
Oh, that's nice.
Like
where
2 weeks
from?
Ago, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh,
yep,
nice.
So that's where I'm from.
Okay, cool.
Yes, so took them around the campus of the Monterey area. Went to see a San Jose Earthquakes game.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Earthquakes?
Yeah.
I think that's what they're called.
Super cool.
Sports.
Yeah. That's great. That's super cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. For nostalgic foods, I couldn't think of anything. I guess the homemade one that I can think of, my dad grills really good burgers out back. And that's definitely more of a vibes thing as well. So the burgers are obviously very good. It's the only burger that I like that's not like rare all the way through. He likes to make them medium well, but he makes them really thick, puts cheese on them. I don't think it's anything super special, but he does it really well. But when I was a kid, we used to sit in the backyard every Saturday to eat this and play like music over speakers.
Yeah,
and so whenever we do that, and now it's a little different. He doesn't have the same studio set, or I guess large speaker setup they had, because they were very old speakers, like the kind that was as big as this table.
Totally.
Now it's just a little speaker on his phone.
Probably puts out the same amount of
sound.
Yeah,
it does, which is crazy. Yes, I remember being six and him taking like a month to set that up. But
all the wires are connected.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, going in the attic and all that stuff. So, but now it's same thing, right? He'll play some music and he'll grill and we'll eat when we're sitting at home, and then we'll put green chili on it, which is a staple of New Mexican
New
food.
Mexico. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so it's a pepper that grows down there, and we put it
on
everything.
The hatch green chili is
hatch green chili, yeah. So we put that on the burgers. I think that's my most nostalgic food.
Oh, I love that.
I think one of the best tamales I've ever had was in Albuquerque, actually.
That's not surprising.
Yeah,
Albuquerque's got good food.
For me, so yeah, I come from a two-home family childhood as well. On my dad's side, when I would visit him, my favorite thing to make with him, he's a great cook, but we loved making those like box Chef Boyardee pizzas together. So that's a
huge...
What
is that exactly? I don't know what that is.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever seen
never
a box
what?
Chef
yeah,
Boyardee pizza.
About?
Yeah, back in my day, there were pizzas in boxes.
What?
So they still make it, but my daughter was not as excited. Because again, I grabbed one recently, somewhat recently. When I say recently or the other day, it could be like 7 years ago.
3 months ago.
Yeah. I grabbed one recently because it was like a nostalgic
you
feeling
relive
again.
The, yeah,
yeah,
relive
yeah. And
yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I'll do this with my daughter.
Your
and she
was like,
yeah.
Like, no. What's this trash you serve me,
doing,
Mom?
Nerd?
It's true. It's true. But
why don't
so
we get a
box...
sushi burrito, Mom? What are we?
Yeah. Jeez. Sushi burrito. Yeah. But the box came with like a packet of dough mix that you just mix with water.
Does it include yeast and all that? Or?
I think so. Who knows? It was. Amazing. You don't look in the ingredient list with something like
the
this. You just
I
trust
know
the
that
magic.
Comes in a box like that would be like the Lunchables that you like.
Totally.
Yeah. But if you, I think next time you're at the store, maybe pay attention.
Okay.
It's not.
Well, okay.
Jeez. Yeah, your daughter's really selling it.
Didn't know that
I
called out with my grocery
shopping. And then like a can of sauce or a pouch of sauce and sprinkle cheese, like sprinkle parmesan cheese, not even like shredded or anything. It's just all like shelf stable stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And for some reason, I loved making that with him. So every trip we would, that I would go visit him, that would be something that we made every time, and it's huge nostalgic.
Yeah.
I even have like pictures from my childhood with me like holding the box. I loved it so much.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it was a great memory. And then on my mom's side, she's not the strongest cook. She's right here next to me, so
wow.
I get daggers. She's shrugging. She's agreeing. But she's an excellent baker.
Oh.
And something I loved growing up with her was she would make these peanut butter chocolate chip muffins that were just incredible.
Those sound amazing.
And the funniest thing to us, not so much to anybody else probably, but one time she was on the phone with my brother, and he's older than I am. He's 14 years older than me, so he had a different childhood with my mom. Mm-hmm. He was like, "You'll never," or she asked him, "Guess what your sister's favorite baked good that I make is," and it was his least favorite. So he was just like, "I don't know how you eat that."
That's why he's the least favorite.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to nod. It's okay. Yeah.
But I've always loved my mom's baked goods. Something nostalgic for me as like a latchkey kid is a mustard and pickle sandwich, just like a piece of plain. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You haven't been a latchkey kid until you're like
a little foldover.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Until you like go through your fridge and you're like, what could I put in this bread that wouldn't taste terrible? Mustard and pickle, sure. And then you just eat that.
We have like Lunchable meats with like the mayonnaise, or like we'd have the deli meats, or even just cheese and mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Like the cheese and mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I actually don't know what latchkey kid means. What does that mean exactly?
Me neither.
I don't
know. Okay. For those in our audience who
aren't latchkey kids,
who don't know what this means, it means that you walked yourself to school, to and from school, and so you would wear your key around your neck on a little latch. A rope or something.
It's basically the generation where you played outside until dark, until the lamp post or the sunset happened, and then you went home. And that
you drank from the water hose. The good generation.
There was a herd of you around the neighborhood. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I was one of them, too.
So, my mom, very hardworking, two jobs, putting herself through school. Mm. I made my own meals sometimes, and that was one of them, was the pickle and mustard sandwich.
Is there a particular kind of mustard? Or particular
French is yellow. And then
has that changed at all now that you're older?
Have you elevated your pickles or mustard sandwich?
Ratatouille again.
No, I'm a big fan of French's yellow mustard.
It's a classic.
I used to sit in front of the TV. That right there is a nostalgic food memory for me, too.
Cause I would just sucking on French's?
I would sit in front of the TV with TRL after school and just squirt mustard on my finger and eat it like an afternoon snack.
TRL.
Oh.
You're talking with the Carson Daly you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, totally.
MTV's TRL, yeah. Total Request Live.
Total Request Live. I can't remember what TRL stands for.
They would show like the top 10 music videos.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's like a newscaster. It's so weird.
I liked the pop-up or?
Pop-up video.
Yeah,
that was VH1.
I love that show.
Yeah,
I feel like I was watching the channel right now.
Those are my food memories.
Is there something that you have now with your daughter that you feel is like a food memory now?
Good question. I don't know.
The seagull thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
The seagull's like, ha ha. She enjoys trying all kinds of new food, but I don't know. I guess that's a question for her. Maybe I'll go home and do some research, ask her.
Yeah.
But I don't think you know a nostalgic food memory until it's later on anyways.
Right?
Yeah.
Your daughter's
you can't reflect.
So you can't
so
really
much.
Like that's choose fair. What it is for her. Yeah.
Exactly.
And if she's even old enough to have nostalgia yet.
Yeah.
Well, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
She's experiencing what will later be nostalgia.
I meant for you though more. And the reason
that's a good question. Yeah, I do have one.
I used to make pancakes. It's gonna sound odd, but lemon ricotta pancakes for my nieces.
Yum.
And everyone's like, "Oh, the kids aren't gonna like it." They're kids. Like, oh, they're pretty adventurous. Once you're like, "I have pancakes, and we're gonna put syrup on it, and you're all gonna love it." And I miss making this for them when they were little kids. You know, so that's a nostalgic for me. Maybe they'll remember.
That's
I don't know. But so yeah.
Now
that's
I understand your question, I think for me it's the raspberry rose macaron at Disneyland because.
Okay.
Not only is it delicious, we had our first like Disneyland trip together, and we were trying all this new foods and. She was just
building memories.
Mm-hmm. And that raspberry rose macaron, she ate like two or three of them in one day. And like, it just made her so happy.
Aww.
At the happiest place on earth. And even now, we'll try new macarons with her when we go there.
Yay.
And it just, they don't ever live up to that that one experience. So it's just a good time.
Have you done tea time filoli with your daughter? You should.
What? A dip, dip, dip.
Tea time.
Tea time? Filoli.
Yeah.
Filoli?
Filoli is up in San Jose. There's a botanical garden. And it's a lot of fun.
I know what you're talking about.
There's tea time you can do, and you can dress up.
Or like afternoon tea.
Afternoon tea. Yeah. And they serve, you know,
oh, how fun.
Macarons and crumpets and, you know, other stuff like that.
I liked the tea time that Paper Wing did.
Yeah.
Did you go to that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did. That food was really good, too.
Those sandwiches were.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are great.
I'm a member of Filoli, so if you want a discount, just let me know. I can buy tickets.
Okay.
Of course you are.
It's also tax deductible. That's how I am.
There you go. It's a nonprofit?
It's a nonprofit,
okay, awesome. Well, I might be wanting tickets. So. Well,
yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for entertaining my question.
Yeah, no,
I've been thinking about that. I'm glad I got picked, because I was like, I hope I get picked today.
Yeah, you haven't gotten picked yet. This is your first one.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, go out there, enjoy these events, stay away from Car Week, or engage in Car
whatever
Week.
You want. Whatever you
do whatever
you want during Car Week. All right, guys, thanks, and we'll see you next week.
All right, cheers.
Bye. Cheers.
Yay.
Cheers. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us in the Trident Room. For more information about today's guests and topics, please visit the show notes online at nps.edu/Trident Room Podcast. The Trident Room Podcast has been brought to you by the Naval Postgraduate School Alumni Association and Foundation. For questions, comments, and suggestions, please email us at TridentRoomPodcastHost@nps.edu.